Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Night National Team Call. My name is Jim Mason. My wife is Kim. We're national consultants, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the call. We've got a interesting little topic we're going to talk about, and it's kind of the daily method of operation and what it takes to be successful and a little bit about our journey. I know there's a lot of new people that we haven't met, there's some people who've been around a while, so I'll just reiterate briefly our journey and a little bit of our background, so maybe you get an idea of our perspective on what Ambit can do and what certainly Ambit has done for us and our family. Eileen was in the background there, and we were visiting just briefly as we were getting on the call, and she asked how our children were doing, and that is one of the amazing benefits of Ambit, and I'll go into that a little bit. But Kim and I were chugging along through life, happily married with three children, and we were doing what we were taught to do by society, and that's, get a good education, work real hard, and you'll be successful. And we bought that myth hook, line, and sinker. What I realized in retrospect, and a lot of this is from a perspective of having been very, very successful in Ambit, is that perhaps we weren't told the whole story. And the rest of that story is that there's a lot of ways to make money, and working by the hour for the rest of your life is not the only way. You can be successful, and if you pay your dues and you're conservative and invest, and you can be successful in that. And there's a lot of people who have just bought into that and are very, very comfortable with it. And it's real hard to convince them otherwise, because it literally starts when you're 5 years old. Work real hard, you'll be successful. What are you going to be when you grow up? I always struggled with that. I always thought that I was working really hard and more. And after a while, I looked up and I said, is this worth paying the price for the rest of my life? And in that process, as I started to get a little older, I decided that being a business owner was better than perhaps just working for somebody by the hour. It allowed me to make what they might call disproportionate income compared to what they're willing to pay you to replace you in a job. And it's truly all they ever pay you. Just what it costs to replace you. The extra is kept for profit, and it's distributed, among stockholders and shareholders and whatnot, and profits for the owners of the company who take the risk. As a business owner, I would say that I was successful. I mean, it's not often that you get to look at that objectively when you're in the fire and in the heat of the hunt. But as I got older, I realized that success was a kind of a multifaceted thing, and it wasn't just about making money. For me, it became more about time freedom, and that seems to be the golden carrot, time freedom, that we're promised as we go through life. We're told that someday if you work real hard, you can retire, and maybe if you work really hard, you can retire early. And it's always interesting, because what I've wondered and seen in my life, in looking at probably from a more objective perspective than just putting your head down and doing the work, is that working hard maybe isn't the answer, and maybe it's not even just working smart. There's a lot more to it than that. What we were never taught in school was that you can make more money in 5 minutes with a business deal than a lot of people will make in a lifetime. And it's been interesting to see that the different ways of making passive income. Didn't know about Ambit, had a small brush with network marketing years and years ago, and that was a product-based business. So I felt like I was just a salesman, a glorified salesman in that. Didn't understand how that would work, but the income was derived from the wholesale to retail profit margin in a product driven business, and you were able to create a network and therefore volume, and it was just more work, but it had a profit margin on it that was a little different than working by the hour. But ultimately, it didn't have the ability to do what Ambit did. So to say that I was a little jaded about network marketing and working by the hour and working more and working harder would be an understatement. Some friends of ours that we had involved ourselves with in another network marketing business 10 or 15 years earlier contacted me one day when I was in a pretty depressed, grinding it out, working situation. I was putting a roof on a garage that we owned on a rental property. I needed knee surgery. It was so bad that I couldn't even climb a ladder to get up on the roof, but I was struggling through. And I was just doing what it takes to be successful, exactly what I was taught in my whole life. And this friend of ours, Greg Corso, called me and said that he had an idea. And then he went into trying to explain it over the phone. And, you know, I to say I was short with him might be an understatement. I wasn't rude, but maybe if I hadn't known him as well, he might have thought that I was a little rude. But I told him I wasn't interested. I didn't have time for any of that. I wasn't doing that. And he said, well, stay where you are. I'm coming anyways. Well, I wasn't finished, so I stayed where I was. He showed up. I said, throw it in the car. I'm not looking at it. I'm not interested. And that was our introduction to Ambit Energy. He brought a magazine over, and for that one moment in time where he made a decision to inconvenience himself and to do what I told him not to do, had really, truly changed our life. And when I say that, it's tough to put into words what financial freedom really feels like. And it's not that we don't think about money. It's not that we're not concerned about money. It's not that we're not smart about our money. We're not frivolous or spendthrifts where we you know, just throw money around. And but to have the ability to develop passive income with a business model like Ambit Energy has truly been a blessing that truly people aren't taught. We're not brought up to think that there's money flowing through the economy with an account number attached to it, that if we do a little bit of work, we can get paid for it over and over and over again. Now, I don't want to sensationalize the success that we've had in Ambit, but it has literally been millions of dollars for our family. And it didn't happen overnight, but in the grand scheme of things, in a 2 or 3 year period, we worked very hard, very diligently on top of what we were doing in addition to what we were doing. And that short burst of work has helped our family in ways I couldn't have ever imagined. When Eileen asked how our children were doing, I was thinking about it today when I was driving around up here. We're in Western New York now. Kim's mom's going in for surgery in a couple of weeks, and we wanted to be up here and help her in her recovery. And it's knee surgery, so I don't want to say it's nothing serious, but it's nothing serious. It's just what people do when they get a little bit older now. And to have the time freedom and the financial freedom to be able to do that is one of the blessings that Ambit has given us. And again, I was thinking about our children, and you know, I wanted to share with the new people on the call in particular. We were able to help our children not just graduate debt-free, but to develop an income as senior consultants that gave them, a college education that was paid for primarily by Ambit Energy, and certainly in larger lumps than we ever could have hoped for in my old previous landscaping business work. Not only did it help them graduate debt-free, it gave them the financial foundation to put, substantial amounts of money down on their first homes and to begin careers that, they might not have been able to, had they had to struggle and pay as they went or be in debt encumbered like so many kids are nowadays. It's also given the ability to travel and to explore different parts of the world. And when I say that, I say it like it's just kind of what people do, and it truly wasn't what we were in for in our lives. We did get a few vacations in our life, but mostly they were travels to visit people who were in nice places, and they weren't the kind of vacations that you dream about. Ambit has provided us with several incredible luxury vacations that we were able to earn by being successful in Ambit. But more importantly, the financial resources that Ambit gave us allowed us to travel with our family on not just vacations around here in the United States, but literally all over the world and see things that I would have never, ever dreamed possible. And I'm not telling you this to tell you that, look at what we did. I'm just telling you what's possible for people to achieve in Ambit Energy. And it is truly an incredible business. to have passive income from a bill that people pay every single month and unconsciously and habitually is the hallmarks of an incredible business. And to have that money come in passively and profitably in amounts that are meaningful, there in my estimation, there aren't a lot of businesses around that have that potential. So, you know, a lot of you are kind of in your mind posing the question, what's it take to be successful in Ambit? And I would tell you, it's some real basic fundamentals. It's learning some people skills that maybe we've noticed in our journey that I didn't have. And public speaking was not anything that I ever would have thought that I had the potential to do or had any interest in, much less be good at or help people to believe in themselves and to be better at things. The things that we've noticed people would benefit from would not only learn to work in small groups, but to leverage themselves into groups and be a bit of a better teacher. So teaching is a very valuable asset. Your ability to communicate and to engage with people. I notice in my conversations literally every single day, I meet people, I engage them, and in a two-minute conversation, you can find out about people and decide whether you're going to share a business idea with them. And in that, I'm not only making friends and expanding my circle, literally every single day, putting people on my list that perhaps at some point I could share a business concept with them or just have a conversation and make a new friend and expand my circle. And I'll just touch briefly on this thought. A number of years ago, I talked about how big is your circle, and I want you to mentally picture your circle. And I want you to think about your circle. And while you have that kind of framed in your mind, draw mentally a circle around yourself. And then ask yourself, how big is your circle? Is it just literally a little black circle around where you're sitting? Or is it a little circle maybe in your town? Or is it, how big is your circle? How big is your sphere of influence? And then more importantly, if you think about the possibilities, the range of possibilities that exist for the human condition, how big is your circle? What kind of an impact are you going to have with your life? The one true gift that we've been given, how big is your circle and how big of an impact can you have? And if you're grinding out for you know, just breaking even or maybe saving a little bit and retiring, you know, 40 or 50 years of work, how much of an impact? And if you're okay with that, that's fine. But if you want to have a bigger impact, you have to think a little bit bigger. I saw a saying today, and I'm going to ask Kim to help me out with this, but it said something about failure.
It said failure is not fatal.
Failure is not fatal.
But failure,
to change might be. And I thought the ability to change was probably one of my greatest gifts that I received from Ambit. The ability to change, the ability to think differently, the ability to broaden my horizon, to rise above fear and conquer some of those things that in retrospect were holding me back and were keeping me right where I was in life. And if you don't want to be where you are in life, you have to change. You have to conquer some of those fears. You have to step outside of those comfort zones and do more, be more, to have more. And I've been fortunate to share my journey with Kim and to have the blessing and support of one of the greatest teachers. She homeschooled our children, and I watched her devote her entire being to being the best teacher she could for the sake of our children and teaching them music and just humanities and art and just the whole educational process to make them the wonderful children that they're kids and people that they've turned out to be. So what I'd encourage everybody to do is embrace change, conquer fear, and look at how big your circle is. Look at how big your sphere of influence is, and then reach out of that fear that has held you where you are and conquer some of those fears, reach out and meet new people and introduce this concept as often as you can. It's easier than it's ever been. The travel restrictions are just that. They're travel restrictions. And because of that, I think it's forced us to be better educators, to do our work over the phone, to leverage ourselves and to use our time more wisely. And I don't think there's ever been a time in our lives where more people are looking for work from home businesses where they can engage people through Zoom and on the computer and over the phone. We were doing this before. It's just forced us to streamline and look at our activities. So Kim is going to talk a little bit about the process by which we do the business and how we engage people and how our business grows. But with that all being said, there isn't a better time to be in Ambit Energy. So I'm going to turn this over to one of the best teachers I know, and I hope you get as much from this as I do from having the opportunity to listen to be part of Kim's life. So here she is.
Thank you very much, Jim. You did a great job, and he did share a very good picture with everybody about what Ambit can do for you and what Ambit has done for us and how blessed we feel. And we're very grateful to be here this evening. And we're always humbled and honored when Brian asks us to hop on the national call. And we always do. We worry, you know, we wonder, are we going to be able to bring something of value? And if we can touch just one of you, then I guess I would say tonight has been successful. You know, Jim and I are, we don't watch a lot of TV, but we're watching, it's called Alone. It's on Netflix. And it's up where they drop a group of people off in the Arctic. And they're going to be there all by themselves for 100 days. And whoever survives at the end will win $1 million. So they're there for 3 months in the Arctic. They get to bring 10 items with them from a list that they have to choose off of. And that's it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is as I watch this, I see so many similarities to what this group of people is going through as to what each and every one of us go through as we build our Ambit business day in and day out, those of us that are building the business and are actually doing the work. And the thing that I'm witnessing as I'm watching this group of individuals, what I would say struggle along for basic necessities, the ones that I believe, and we're not anywhere near the end, so I don't know how it's going to turn out, but the ones that I believe are going to survive are the ones that I'm watching conquer the mental game. And they literally are talking about that. They're alone for 100 days with not a single person to talk to. And they're talking about the mental game. They're sitting there talking to themselves and saying, I know that this is a mental game. And if I get my mind right, my food sources will come, my shelter will come, and the $1 million will come. And as they're talking through that, my mind circles back to our journey here in Ambit. Because I can't tell you how many times Brian told us the toughest part of Ambit is the mental part. It's not the mechanical part. And I can go through that and go over the tools that we do and or use and how we actually make Ambit work. And I know most of you, at least those that are on this call, probably have conquered the mechanical part or at least are well aware of what the mechanical part is. But I would dare say that most of us are not where we want to be in our Ambit business. And what that says to me, in looking at, you know, ourselves and probably you guys looking at yourselves, is there's still much more we need to learn about the mental game, the mental part of Ambit Energy, and really the mental part of life. Because once we can fix that, once we can realize the mental part, what we're dealing with people, we're dealing with personalities, we're dealing with life, and not let it be something that draws us down, not use everything that gets thrown at us as an excuse to quit or as an excuse for why we might not have been successful in that endeavor, but rather use it as a tool to learn and to grow and to become better at this business, then we'll succeed. If we can get past the mental part, if we can realize when somebody's telling us no, they're not saying, you know, no to you as a person. They're saying no to themselves.
And they might be, and that's okay too.
Yes, and they might be, and that's okay too. But they're not really, you have to, don't take it as a personal assault when somebody says no. They're just not ready within themselves to do this journey, to play this game, to go out in the wilderness for 100 days and survive with nothing but your your bare hands, basically. I don't think I could do that. So I would tell the producers of Alone, no, that $1 million probably isn't worth it to me. But when Jim and I were presented Ambit as a vehicle to make our first $1 million, we said yes. We said we can do this. And we began our journey, and we began it step by step by step, learning the mechanical aspect of this, and each day doing that personal growth, conquering and learning the mental part of this. And one of the things I think that helped us most is studying some of the books that John Maxwell wrote. And he talked a lot, and a lot of other personal development trainers as well have talked about the law of attraction. And I really do believe that the law of attraction, whether you're alone in the wilderness in the Arctic and you're speaking into existence what's going to happen, or whether you're going out to do a one-on-one tomorrow, or you're doing a one-on-one over the phone, or you're in a state where you have a business presentation and you're taking someone to it, that law of attraction, what you say, what you believe, is what's going to come to fruition in your life. Your dreams and your wishes, really, they need to turn into certainties, not wishes. Not, I wish I had more money. I wish I would lose some weight. I wish I had a new house. If you just wish and you really don't believe what will happen, you actually block that law of attraction. By saying, I wish for something, you're blocking the law of attraction. You're sending a signal, kind of like to your subconscious mind, that says you don't really believe it will happen. You're just wishing. A wish means I don't have yet. Your mind doesn't know the difference. So if you're saying that, I wish, I wish, I wish, your mind doesn't see that it's a certainty. Your wishes really must become a certainty. You need to say things like, I know there is so much financial abundance in this world, and I am attracting it into my life. Money comes naturally to me. Every day, money comes pouring into my life. Friends come pouring into my life. People that I need to meet in order to help them be more successful with their business, they come pouring into my life. Say things like, I know I'm capable of making wise decisions that promote health and prosperity. I know I can do it. Everything I do each day helps me to be more physically fit. It helps me to be more agile. It brings prosperity and good fortune into my life. You need to say things like, every day opportunities for success are presented to me. I'm giving you those words. You guys have to figure them out for yourselves. But those are intentions that are set with certainty, not intentions that are set upon wishes. You want to set your intentions for what you wish you know is going to happen. And this whole journey in the law of attraction, it was taught originally by Earl Nightingale. The book is called The Secret. And if you can watch it on YouTube, and if you haven't watched this called The Secret on YouTube, make that be on top of your list to do this week. There's also the book called The Secret, and really this is a must. You know, we've watched The Secret on YouTube by Earl Nightingale many, many times. Our kids have watched it. I've seen when our kids were little and now they're adults, but I've seen them put the law of attraction into action by putting pictures in their room. That's your vision board. That's going back to the basics, but looking at it and convincing that subconscious mind what you believe to be your reality. So it really is a beautiful practice to include in your life, and you will be astounded by the results you get. And this is all about the belief in the law of attraction. This is where your thoughts become your realities, and your thoughts can actually change your life direction. Everyone, each and every one of you, has an ability to create your own reality. So I really, really today, I want this to be a good day. I know this is going to be a good day. Say things like that. Like, today is going to be an amazing day full of excitement and blessings. So guys, for a to-do list for you this week, I want you to think about the things you're wishing for. And I want you to turn all those wishes into an I know list, like I know it's going to happen, and write it down, what you know you have in your life, so that is attracted to you. Put pictures out so you can see it, so you visually get a feeling in your mind, because that's another sense. and speak it. Speak it daily. I can remember when we were pushing to national consultant and we were doing the law of attraction, Jim took these little white index cards, and he's taller than I am, so we would tape them up everywhere, but he taped them on the mirror in the bathroom at my eye level. So, you know, they were goals and they were dreams and they were what we knew was going to happen, and, you know, how many people we were speaking were going to be coming into our business this week. And they were front and center in my face. I saw them every single day. And those goals became my reality. And you have to find a way to turn your certainties into your realities. And I can't think of a better way to do that than the law of attraction. And one of the things to help you with this law of attraction is to put the action behind the law of attraction. So if you're registered for Ambition, which I'm pretty certain every single one of you on the call is registered for Ambition, that's perfect. Guys, we're down to 25 days and counting, and we will be at Ambition Amplify 2021, and I can't wait. It is going to be an amazing event this year. I know, just in talking and what I've heard Eric say, what they're putting into the virtual component of it, because so more of us will be watching it virtual than those of us that will be at the live event. And that's just because of the circumstances, what's going on right now in the world. Those are outer circle things, and those are things that you cannot control. But the virtual event will be just as powerful and exciting as the live event. So whether you're virtual or whether you're in person, it is going to be a phenomenal event. But what you do need to do, and this is more back to an action plan, is take a look at your team. How many members from your team are also registered for Ambition? And if you've got people that you know have lifeblood in them and are still dreaming and hoping and I wishing about Ambit, now's the time to reach out with an actual phone call, not necessarily a text, not necessarily an email, but a phone call to encourage them all to get registered for Ambition. Guys, I was going to talk a little bit about, you know, the tools of this business and the action plan, but everybody knows that. You guys know we share our websites, and we do it with a one-on-one over coffee if you can do it in person at social distance if you need to, or we do it over the computer, which is what Jim and I, that's how we've turned to building our business now. And we schedule and work our invitation, gearing it towards whatever form of presentation you're going to use. So our invitation is done to gear that person to meet us at their computer at a specific time. We give them two choices, and then we call them. If you call somebody up to do a business presentation over the phone and they're not at the computer, say they forgot and they're driving, reschedule it. Don't go into trying to present the business to someone verbally while they're not even looking at the website. Remember, everything you do is that first hello, and that's what sets the stage for the duplication of your business. And the duplication of your business, whether if you keep it simple or you keep it complicated, is going to determine the rate of the growth. If you present a business that's complicated and is not simple, it's thwarted. It won't grow. People grow on simplicity, on simple things. And that's what we always try to do. We try to keep this business simple. So I hope you guys have found some useful tidbits from this evening's call. Like I said, make sure everybody is registered for Ambition. And I thank you so much for joining us this evening. I think Jim's just going to say goodnight here, and then I'll unmute the lines and we'll open it up so everybody can say goodnight.
I want to thank everybody for being on the call. 25 days to Ambition. It is the event of the year, but I will say almost more important than the event of the year is the event that you make happen right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Every single minute of every single day, the event that you make happen is the most important. And that could be a phone call or a conversation that leads to a phone call, that leads to someone sitting down in front of their computer and making a decision that can change the direction of their life forever, like it has for us. I truly hope that everyone takes this to heart and puts in an action plan that changes the direction of their life and changes their sphere of influence, their circle. Have a great night.